Hey everyone, this episode is brought to you by author Neeraja Bandi's hot new release, Amazon number one best-selling book, The Ones Who Dare, Beating All Odds. This book has just released and became Amazon's number one best-selling book. So make sure you grab the copy today. It's available on Amazon. The Ones Who Dare by author Neeraja Bandi. Also available on Flipkart, Paytm, Snapdeal and Advika Bookmart. Make sure you grab your copy now. So the traveler still continued his journey. But one day, in the midst of all these pleasures, the traveler lost the boy. So he went on for a little while without seeing anything until he last came to see a young man. So he said to the young man, "What do you do here?" And the young man said, "I'm always in love. Come and love with me." So he went away with that young man, and presently they came one to one for the prettiest girls that ever was seen, such like Fanny in the corner there. And she had eyes like Fanny, and hair like Fanny, and dimples like Fanny's, and she laughed and colored just as Fanny does while I am talking about her. So, the young man fell in love directly, such as somebody I won't mention, just as somebody I won't mention. The first time he came here, did with Fanny. Well, he was teased sometimes, just as somebody used to be by Fanny. And they quarreled sometimes, just as somebody and Fanny used to quarrel. And they made it up, sat in the dark and wrote letters every day, and never were happy asunder, and were always looking out for one another and pretending not to, and were engaged at Christmas time, and sat close to one another by the fire, and were going to be married very soon. All exactly like somebody I won't mention and Fanny. But the traveler lost them one day. He lost him. He lost both of them, as he had lost the rest of his friends. And after calling to them to come back, which they never did, went upon his journey. So traveler continued his journey. He went on for a little while without seeing anything, until at last he came at a middle-aged gentleman. So he said to the gentleman, "What are you doing here?" And the answer was, "I am always busy. Come and be busy with me." So he began to be very busy with that gentleman. They went on through wood together. The whole journey was through a wood, only it had been open and green at first, like a wood in spring, and now began to be thick and dark, like wood in summer. Some of the little trees that had come out earliest were even turning brown. The gentleman was not alone, but a lady of about the same age was with him, who was his wife, and they had children who were with them too. So they all went through the wood, through the branches and the fallen leaves, and carrying burdens and working hard. Sometimes they came to a long green avenue that opened into deeper woods. Then they would hear a very little distant voice crying, "Father, father, I am another child. Stop for me." And presently they would see a very little figure growing larger as it came along, running to join them. When it came up, they all crowded round it and kissed it and welcomed it. And then they all went on together. Sometimes they came to several avenues at once, and then all they stood still. And one of the children said, "Father, I am going to see." And another said, "Father, I am going to India."
and another. "Father, I'm going to seek my fortune where I can." And another. "Father, I am going to heaven." So with many tears and parting, they went solitary down those avenues, each child upon its way. And the child who went to heaven rose into the garden, rose into the golden air and vanished. Whenever these partings happened, the traveler looked at the gentleman and saw him glance at the sky above the trees where the day was beginning to decline and the sunset to come on. He saw, too, that his hair was turning gray, but they never could rest long, for they had their journey to perform, and it was necessary for them to be always busy. At last, there had been so many partings that there were no children left, and only the traveler, the gentleman and the lady went upon their way in company. And now the wood was yellow and not brown, and the leaves even of the forest trees began to fall. So they came to an avenue that was darker than the rest, and were pressing forward on their journey without looking down it. When the lady stopped, "My husband," said the lady, "I am cold." They listened, and they heard a voice a long way down the avenue say, "Mother, mother." It was the voice of first child. It was the voice of the first child who had said, "I am going to heaven." And the father said, "I pray, not yet. The sunset was near. I pray, not yet." But the voice cried, "Mother, mother." Without minding him, though his hair was not quite white and tears were on his face, then the mother, who was already drawn into the shade of the dark avenue and making a way with her arms still round his neck, kissed him and said, "My dearest, I am summoned and I go." And she was gone, and the traveler and he were left alone together. And they went on and on together until they came to very near the end of the woods. So near that they could see the sunset shining red before them through the trees. Yet once more, while he broke his way among the branches, the traveler lost his friend. He called and called, but there was no reply. And when he passed out of the woods and saw the peaceful sun going down upon a wide purple prospect, he came to an old man sitting on fallen trees. So he said to the old man, "What do you do here?" And the old man said with a calm smile, "I am always remembering. Come and remember with me." So the traveler sat down by the side of that old man, face to face with the serene sunset, and all his friends came softly back and stood around him. The beautiful child, the handsome boy, the young man in love, the father, the mother and children, every one of them was there, and he had lost nothing. So he loved them all. And was kind and forbearing with them all, and was always pleased to watch them all. And they all honored and loved him. And I think the traveler must be yourself, dear grandfather, because this is what you do to us and what we do to you. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the part 2 of the Charles Dickens' The Child's Story. Hope you like the stories. If you are listening to part 2, make sure you listen to the part 1. and thank you for tuning into Create Your Starting Podcast.